This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:08 a.m. here in the great Northeast. That's what my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me on a beautiful Monday, September 29, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost last year and this, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like John Vanston, Jessup, Robert Radzuski, Wyoming, Charles Stein, Danville, John Pelly, Bloomsburg, and David Schmiel, Oliphant. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. I read that book. I told you I got it. Bill from Pittston dropped off a copy of the Kamala Harris book. And it should have been written in crayon. It really should have been written in crayon and with, you know, stick figures somewhere in there. But I suffered through it. Well, it's Monday. So it not only means Monday Musings with John Perillo, it means it's our football review of the weekend with our man Chet Parlavecchio, Penn State star, Green Bay Packer, high school coach so good they put him in the New Jersey State Hall of Fame. But he wasn't done yet. He went and coached the pros. So our guy's done it all. And here he is. By the way, this is his Dancing with the Stars song. And he wasn't half bad, I'm telling you. Chet Parlavecchio. How are you, my man, Chester?
What's up, Bobby? How's your week?
Oh, everything's great. We start off the week with you because it makes Mondays brighter.
Not around the state college area today.
Oh, dear Lord. What happened? What do you see there? And they're calling for his head, but, I mean, if you don't have a replacement, don't bother me. That's the way I look at it.
Here, again, I've been waiting all since the game, I've been saying that this is going to be an interesting show. So we're going to spend a little more time on this game since finally we have something to talk about when it comes to our home, Penn State. Bobby, I'm a fan of preparation. I think one of the insightful things I try to bring across on this little radio show we do is things that happen behind the scenes and things that coaches are thinking before the events ever happen on the field. Everything is cause and effect. Now, when you talk about preparation, you talk about wanting to be at the pinnacle of your performance on opening day. You want to be at game speed. Well, if anything was apparent the other night in Oregon, and which was a great whiteout, the great atmosphere, which is second to none in college football, but what was greatly apparent to me was for three quarters, Penn State had trouble keeping up with the speed of the game. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter of the game, Bobby, was it would have been criminal if Oregon would have lost that game. They badly outplayed Penn State for three quarters. Now, why? You know, Bobby, I said it earlier when we were fooling around joking. I said, we'll talk about Penn State when they play somebody that hits back. Well, you could schedule one of those games. And why do you schedule it? Well, game preparation, what it's like just getting in and out of the locker room, making sure your groupings are straight. You want some personnel decisions you might want to finalize. So you play one of those games because it takes care of a lot of different things. But when you play three of those games and have a bye week,
yeah,
you are playing a month worth of football at an inferior level, at not what you consider a national championship level. And don't tell me that doesn't affect performance. That's too long without playing situational football in a meaningful situation, meaning we need a first down to get a score before the half. Game is in question. We have to get a defensive stop. None of those things were tested since the end of training camp, 1 month into this season. Oregon looked like the team that had been playing at the proper elite speed that the game needs to be played at for a national championship or playoff-level performance.
Does Penn State have the inherent speed? Do they have the quickness and speed to beat an Oregon, say they played later in the season?
Well, you saw in the fourth quarter. They finally established the running game. They were starting to win the line of scrimmage. Now, at that point, it was 17-3. Oregon might have went into a little shell. Then they had that bad 15-yard penalty against them, which took them out of one drive. But Penn State started to establish the line of scrimmage to a point where you had a big decision to make. Do I go for two at the end of this or don't I? And in fairness to James Franklin, I would have kicked the extra point there too at the end of the game because momentum at that point had truly switched over to the Penn State side. So I have no fear going into the overtime with you.
Yeah.
But as far as the preparation, you can't play three of those games topped off by Villanova and then go play in an elite speed in a big, big situation. And I thought that was an enormous mistake by Penn State because that's out of conference scheduling to put three of those in a row with a bye week and play a top performer. Because if you look at Oregon's schedule, they played middle of the road, Big Ten teams right up until the Penn State game. And they look to me like the faster, crisper team for three quarters. And in the fourth quarter, the old saying, the cow's out of the barn.
Yeah.
Now, bring that to the press conference and you listen to post game. It was brought up, but it wasn't answered. And then the other thing that kind of bothered me a little bit. I'm old school. You know me, Bobby. You know, when asked about, you know, he was the question was asked, do you go for two there? Don't you? And I agreed with Coach Franklin did. I agreed. I would have kicked the two at that point because I felt momentum's in my favor. But not because analytics says so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not winning against these top programs. And maybe we should take the analytics book and put it away and look in the players' eyes and say, you know something? I feel it in them today. They're going to get that deuce. They're going to get that two-pointer. They're going to get that first down. When football becomes analytics, and it's bad enough to watch it in baseball, but when a game of passion and emotion when you're tired and you can't move, if you can't look in your player's eyes and make that decision, you gotta redo your thought process. You gotta maybe sit back and say, let's start caring a little bit about more about that look in their eyes than what a book of statistics says in the game of football.
Yeah.
That was disheartening to me.
So they just didn't get it done, but I mean they came back, a la the Americans and.
Oh no, the season's in the fine.
Golf.
You're
yeah.
In good shape. Maybe you need this. Hey, listen, I always said this. I've named you many chances where the right law, a bad loss at the right time could be the best thing that happens to a football team.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, they're talented. They could turn this whole thing around. They're still going to be a playoff team. They might wind up playing this team again. But it was a great college football game. It was a great atmosphere as always. And it's going to, like I said, two quality teams that will see each other again. The only disheartening thing was it was a little predictable if you look before. And that's only that bothers. Maybe in the future we tend not to schedule three of those in a row. And that, you know, that might be the future. Now, getting to the pros, like real quick. I know we spent a little time on that, but it was the best game.
It was the best. It was the biggest game and the best game.
Absolutely. Yep. And like I said, that those are the thought process as a fan you have about a game like that when it's over. In the NFL, the locals. I mean, it was great to see the Giants get on the board. Jackson Dart looked solid. I mean, he wasn't abused by the moment. He completely kept his poise. He used his legs to make plays, and the Giants happened to hang around long enough against a much depleted Charger team, but very depleted on the offensive line. You could see that Herbert was running for his life most of the day. They looked out of sync all day. McConkey looked terrible at wide receiver, had a number of drops. They were just out of sync, but the Giants did what they had to do. You brought in your new starter. You kicked in his career with a victory, and that's what you have to do. The Steelers, on the other hand, that was their best performance of the year up until the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like, are you kidding me? You trying to throw this thing away? Aaron looked great. They established the run game. They finally complimented Rodgers' play-action game. They got the big guy Metcalf involved. That's the Steeler team you want to see as you progress.
Jed Parlavecchio, what have guys told you about playing in Europe? How does it change the preparation? How does it change your outlook and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's a time change. You know something, Bobby? It's a pain in the you-know-what is what it is.
Yeah.
In the middle of the season, you got to pick up. You got to pack. You got to go. Oh, one guy got beat up. I mean, sometimes it's a little dangerous in these places. The guy from the Steelers got assaulted. I mean, obviously, it's a pain. You have to get up, time zones, all that. So much so where whatchamacallit is staying. They're playing in London next week, the Vikings.
Really?
And they're playing they're staying in Europe. So, you know, again, obviously it takes, you know, you have to settle in. It's a big pain in the neck in the middle of a season. But for the Steelers, it turned out to be a good thing. It got them back in sync, and they look good. And then if we finish the locals with the Eagles, again, ugly performance. Have not really been able to get Saquon going. Hasn't looked good, the running game. Hasn't looked like it did a year ago. Defensively, lack of pass rush. Can't get the pressure on the quarterback. They can't seem to get those the sacks that they got a year ago. And yet, with all that said, they're 4-0, and they find ways to win. And that's what great football teams do.
Well, they won ugly practically every game last year.
Yep. Is that funny? You watch them, Bobby, and you shake your head and you say, how the hell did they win this game? Well, you block a punt and you pick it up and you go. And you realize that special teams is one-third of the game. And you respect special teams enough to know that those are the biggest plays and shifts in momentum in football. Biggest shifts in momentum in football are big special teams plays. And never... Obviously, the Eagles take a lot of pride in their work with that, and that's why they're Super Bowl champs.
Amazing.
So that's what it was around the NFL, Bobby. You know, anywhere
hey,
else.
Let me ask you a quick question. You're a hacker golfer like I am. Did you watch the Ryder Cup?
Yes, I did. It was a great comeback.
Wasn't that something?
It was exciting. You know something, Bobby? I got to realize something. I did not, and I'm a sportsman, and I did not realize the amount of people that were there. Oh, my God. It was a raucous crowd. It was an unbelievable atmosphere. And you know what's funny? It was good to see golfers, again, like we talked about earlier in the Penn State game about passion. They played with passion.
Yeah.
It was almost like a football game mentality. They were really into it. And I think for a lot of those guys, that meant more to them than any individual accomplishments that they had done. They represent their nation. And I think that that has a power over somebody that I don't think you can duplicate.
Well, Chet, you know, to me, and I was saying this earlier, I said beyond the Olympics, beyond the NFL, beyond any college games, I was more wound up over the Ryder Cup than anything that gets me moving on sports. I really was.
And you know why, Bobby? Because the bottom line was, when you put the words USA against the world, you're going to root for your country. And that's, you know, when that's what makes the Olympics so special. That's what made the Four Seasons hockey thing this year.
Yeah.
It's special because when the minute you take away from the New York Rangers or the Pittsburgh Penguins and you put those guys together and you say, this is the USA, you love everybody. Everybody you love that day.
And I said, the guy that made my day, DeChambeau, who had that great comeback, they asked him, you know, he was saying how important it was and everything. And the reporter asked, why? He goes, because I love my country.
That's right.
I got tears in my eyes with that.
And there's another level that that takes you to. You know, I always remembered something. I remembered, if I could bother you with this quick one, but it's a tremendous example of representing your country. Do you remember when the Philadelphia Flyers were the old Broad Street Bullies and everybody hated them, the Dave Schultz, Don Selesky, Andre DuPontes, and everybody hated them? Well, Russia had the best team in the world. Russia at that time was literally a team of professionals playing at an amateur level. And they did a tour of the United States, specifically the NHL. And they abused the New York Rangers 9-1 one night. They went and beat the Toronto, and everybody hated the Flyers. And they were making embarrassment of the National Hockey League, the professional ranks. And that night they played the Philadelphia Broad Street Bully Flyers. And the Flyers gave them a beating where, if you remember, they didn't want to come out in the third period. And they were told, if you don't come out, you don't get paid. And Bill Clement said a incredible line that day. Bill Clement said a great line. I'll never forget it. He said, you know something? We were the most hated team in the National Hockey League at that time. But on that night, everybody in this country was a Flyer fan.
Yeah.
You put the country's name on the marquee, things become different. The level goes up. We all become one. And I think that's what makes this country special.
Amen. Well, Chester, thank you, my friend. Always great. We love it. Are you dancing with the Dancing the Stars?
Hey, Bobby,
song?
You would be a howl. Like, a lot of my friends and stuff are listening to this now, but they get a bigger kick out of when the Earth, Wind, and Fire thing goes on.
Oh, Lordy, Lord. Well, it's just a very un-Chet-like song, but, you know. You know, hey, you were in the disco era there, you know? I avoided it. You did not. Chet Parlavecchio, our man.
Take care, Bobby.
NFL College. Thanks, Chester. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our man John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies featured today, Eastern Roofing Systems. One of the premier roofers for institutional commercial use in the entire Eastern Seaboard. And guess what? They're headquartered in Jessup, so they'll bring that expertise and experience to your home, to your small building, right here in Northeast PA. You go to the American Legion in Bloomsburg, you'll see carved in stone, what is a veteran? And I add a little to this. It says, a veteran, whether active duty, discharge, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its citizens for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Well, a controversial vet, a guy I knew, David Schmiel. He died August 19th last year. I've saved this obit. He was 69, born an Oliphant. He served us in the United States Marine Corps. He was a hard worker. He had a passion for remodeling homes. He loved playing bingo. Couldn't wait to visit the college with his family and light the biggest teepee bonfire ever seen. Talented artist, often utilizing charcoal and chalk to create his masterpieces. He's survived by his son, his daughter, his siblings, his grandchildren. He's now reunited with his mother and his brothers. He'd like to thank his other family, the legal team that believed in him and never stopped fighting for the truth. James, Maria, Tracy, Rosemary, Josh, Hayden, Megan, Connie, Julie, Julia, and the late Gary. Dave was convicted of a horrible murder. To this day, I believe he didn't do it. I worked with Dave side by side. My brother Ron and I were carrying a 400 or 500 pound safe with him. And I don't remember if Ron slipped or I slipped, and it dropped on Dave's hands. He didn't even get angry. He said, please help me get it off my hand. Never could believe that that person that I knew would have committed the horrendous murders. And he fought, maintaining his innocence.
right until his death last August. David Schmiel, a Marine, and I think someone who was not guilty. Our veterans today, brought to you this hour by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Allie Gallo. Today, mix of clouds and sun, 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 54. Tuesday, partly sunny, 80. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cooler, but it'll be about 70 degrees.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Allman Brothers, Murph tells us this date, 1973, had their only top 10 charts hit at number 10 with that great song, Ramblin' Man. And by the way, I'm getting reports. My man Gene Fisher sent me this Trump derangement syndrome to an extreme. They're supposed to be somebody passed away from taking Tylenol to prove. I mean, could you be this stupid? Seriously. You're going to let your derangement, you're pregnant with a baby whom you have a responsibility to, although for these left-wingers, it's a clump of cells. And you're pounding down Tylenol. I saw the disgusting videos of these idiots. They're not fit for motherhood. They're insane people. I mean, the gene pool should stop with them. Crazy, crazy idiots. Pregnant left winger fighting for life after overdosing on Tylenol to disprove Trump. Again, he says things inartfully all the time. The recommendation was the same as the company that manufactures Tylenol. It's not suggested when you are pregnant. That's it. The company said it in 2017. My word. Somebody said every one of the women in the videos in 10 years will be pumping their children full of hormones and cutting off their breasts. They should take, if you did a video taking Tylenol, unless you were kidding and it was fake Tylenol, you know what? The moment that baby's born, we should take that baby away from you and give it to a better family. You're nuts. By the way, continuing, we're checking this out. we're talking about the Ryder Cup and said it was a Happy Gilmore crowd. But the airport, you guys keep reporting. My wife was out earlier with her friend, also noticed a couple of those bigger jets. Not sure if there's some airports rerouting their traffic, but I don't know. We're tracking it down. The airport didn't get back to us yet. Somebody's regarding my Dave Schmiel. He was convicted of murdering a family, slaughtering them. And he fought it. And he fought it till he died. And somebody says, that's the wildest stories you've ever read. It's No, I knew Dave. And that's why I brought it up. And I said, I was wondering whether I should do it. And I said, he's a veteran and needs to be honored for his service. And there it is. Hey, Brian Hughes stopped in. Brian, what's the story down at the airport?
Just heard back from the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport. Apparently, they're doing what they call touch and goes.
Yes.
So I guess, landing, taking off, or something to that extent. It's nothing.
With private planes? People seem to be saying one looked like, they thought it looked like Air Force One.
Well, be honest, if Air Force One was coming in, they would have had the highways shut down in both directions anywhere near the airport.
With the president on board. Exactly. Without him, it's not Air Force One when he's not on it. So, yeah.
Air One, Mobile One or something that. Yeah. But that seems to be what they're saying. They didn't really specify if it's military that we're doing the touch and goes. It sounds like more like a military, or Air Force type of thing than anything else. So.
I was told, I was at Fort Dix for the wrong reason.
Okay.
But that they would sometimes fly here and touch and go and then turn around and go back to Fort Dix.
Hmm, interesting.
Maybe it's part of that, but people were saying they look like civilian planes. Interesting.
So if we hear any more, we'll let you know.
Please do. Thank you. Brian Hughes, he's on it. He's on it, baby. All right, let's go quickly to Mark Payne, running for city council in the city of Scranton. I was just reporting on this splash pad project that's gone awry.
Oh, God.
The Kapaus Avenue splash pad project that they wasted money on. They apparently picked the company that wasn't the lowest bidder. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, and she does that all the time. And with council's approval. It's crazy.
Well, she's got the three crazy blind mice. She's got the three blind mice that vote with her.
Yeah, she does. She absolutely does. And there's a fourth one on there that likes to stand up and vote no against things that he already knows that, his colleagues are going to vote yes, so he's safe with that, and he could grandstand a little bit. But when you see something wrong, being a no vote doesn't count unless you're standing up and you're actually trying to fight for what you believe in. And that's what we need more of.
Last election, I thought that, Mark Payne, I thought you ran a great campaign, And the people just didn't vote for you because you're Republican. It's the most silliest thing I've ever seen. It's the silliest thing.
It absolutely is. I get out. I mean, I'm meeting hundreds and hundreds of people every weekend, you know, knocking doors or just at different events, and I run into different people all the time. And they'll ask me, I'll ask them about their concerns or, you know, what it is that they need change or they want to see different about. And I'll give them my ideas and what I want to bring to the table and you know, how I want to approach things. And at the end of the conversation, almost 90%, if not more, of the people will say, you know, geez, you sound like you know what you're talking about. You're a candidate that I think we could get behind. We like what you're talking, what your ideas are, all that. And I'm like, great. I said, you know, let's make sure you get out and vote on election day. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. You're a Democrat, right? And I said, no, I'm a Republican. And they give you this really puppy dog look and they say, geez, I'm sorry, I can't vote for you. And I'm like, well, no, it's a general election. You can. No, we just can't vote for
a Republican. Maybe you don't understand me, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really sad. I don't understand that. But that was 2 years ago, and a lot of things have changed since then. And
I think people's eyes have opened. And you know what's interesting, Mark Payne, in this councilmanic election for you, not only did you go out and prove yourself and continue the fight in between elections, but on top of that, with both Trish Bynum and Gene Barrett running, there's going to be people that there's enough people that have had enough of this mayor and her three blind mice that they just may give you the nod regardless of party affiliation.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm hoping for. I mean, people are coming up in droves. I mean, right now there's a group of them that are all Democrats that are supporting me, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, so I really think that people are changing. They're just starting to open their eyes. I mean, it really isn't about party. In
yeah,
city.
Correct.
Everybody wants, you know, they're all worried about on the national level where we're at. But they got to understand good government starts at home. It starts in your neighborhoods. It starts in your cities, your counties, your state. And that's where we need to change. That's what we need to make better here. So then this way we could demand what we want on a national level instead of accepting what we're getting from on a national level down, trickling down to us.
Well, Mark Payne, I was talking to somebody at an event for Gene Barrett the other night, I've known him forever. He's my candidate, regardless of party. And they said, right. Gene, what are you doing at a, you know, he's an independent and registered Democrat. And I said, I'm looking for Democrats that I could support. Yeah, I'm a Republican. I'm looking for ones that are not in on the lunatic fringe as our mayor is. I said, I'm looking for them. I'm hoping that they take the party back. And so it's got to be a similar thing for people. The city's got to count more than your political registration. It has to.
Absolutely. I mean, I 100% support the Democrat candidate for district attorney. He's a fantastic guy, and he's probably the best person for the job.
Yeah,
I mean, and he's a Democrat, so I'm supporting him 100%.
Yeah,
our tax collector, she does a great job, Kathy Wechsler. You know, she's a Democrat also.
Yeah,
I'm supporting her. I mean, she's fine. There's a lot of them that I support that are normal, good people that want the best for our area, and that's what I look for in a candidate. I've never voted straight party. I always voted the person.
Yeah. Well, Mark Payne, we thank you. We thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. And just keep checking in, would you? Let us know what you're up to and what your issues are.
Absolutely. Next Monday night, we're going to have an event at Samario's. We're going to have a special guest in to speak. If everybody, you know, if they want to come out and they want to hear about what I have, what my ideas are, come on out, see us. 5:30, the door's open. It should be a good night.
Well, it's at Samario's, so you know the food's going to be good.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love to hear you speak, so that's great, Mark. Next Monday at Samario's, what time?
5:30.
All right, my friend. Thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. And thank you for running. Thank you for running.
Thank you.
That I appreciate even more.
Appreciate it.
All right, my man. Mark Payne, candidate for Scranton City Council. Let's see. Let me sneak another call in here if I can. Bill Ayers, he's on the blower for PA Bikers for Justice. You got a rally this Sunday. We don't have much time, Bill, but fire away with details.
This Sunday, we're going to be at the Luzerne County Courthouse, joined by some speakers that were wrongfully convicted in Pennsylvania. They're going to share their stories, explain the problems with the laws and bills that prevent compensation for wrongful conviction victims and other injustices they've endured. It's going to be at 1 p.m. Again, at the Luzerne County Courthouse. There's going to be a motorcycle ride to the event. That meetup is going to be at the Sheets in Dunmore at 11:15. And after that, we're going to ride to the VFW in DuPont, pick up some riders down there, and then from there head over to the courthouse to attend the rally.
All right. Great stuff.
That's the details of it. The 2nd of October is Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day, so we usually do an event like this around Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day to do our part to stand up for these victims that don't get the support that they desperately need.
Well, I was just talking about one I believe was the case, and he was a Marine,
yeah.
David Schmiel. And
yeah.
He fought to the end, and he passed away fighting for his what he felt was injustice. And here's the thing. I mean, we're not criticizing people. We're not criticizing the system set up to figure out, in the most cases possible, the truth, but it doesn't always happen because we're human beings and other things get in the way of the truth. Thank you, my friend. Call in again Friday or so, and we'll check in with you again. Bill Ayers. Elton John, this day 1975, he released his hit Island Girl, and we're going to finish up with it's either Fly Me to the Moon or Grand Funk Railroad, We're an American Band, my favorite songs. I don't know which. And we're going to wrap up with that. By the way, apologies to a lot of callers I wanted to get to. Just too much happening. Man, couldn't get to all of you, but I appreciate you calling and hope you do it tomorrow. By the way, somebody said, I did my advanced training at Fort Dix 1985. Well, I did... a different kind of training at the prison at Fort Dix for about 4.5 years. Hardly as noble a purpose as you served. And they call it, as somebody pointed out, the same person, they pointed out it's called Joint Base McGuire. It's a naval institution as well. And, of course, Fort Dix. Anyway, that's the deal. But thank you for your service. A lot of people having problems with the Odyssey app. The Bulldog tells me there were some issue, and it's sort of a nationwide deal that we're having the issue with. Hey, let's thank our veterans one more time. Courtesy of John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. David Schmiel. John Scutz Vanston. Robert Radzewski, Vanston from David from Oliphant, Mr. Vanston, as I called him, from Jessup, Robert Radzewski, Wyoming, Charles Stein, Danville, John Pelly, Bloomberg. Thank you, one and all, and thank you to your families who remain. Well, tomorrow we're going to have Dave McCormick on. He's going to talk about this pending government shutdown. We'll have him in the 9 o'clock hour. 10 o'clock hour, we have another tutorial on the Italian campaign in World War II from our man Rick Bigelow. And then 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have Phil Kirpin from American Commitment talking about what they're trying to get the EPA to do to stop this climate insanity. Yeah. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Well, the Sue Henry Show is next. The Rob O'Donnell Show after that. Guys, great being back with you. A lot of people dread Monday. I love Monday because I'm back with you. and our large dysfunctional family, well, we make it happen, right? God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow at 9. But for now, I must say adios and gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, because my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 12 and change. Meeting adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.